be in a situation, Dibakar, where if the first was ahead of its time, this is off its time?
Let's say it's 5 minutes in the future. Basically, casting mein phat gayi hamari. Matlab, khatam ho gaya. Ekdam khatam ho gaya.
You somewhere said that I think of myself as a low-key troublemaker.
And I said...
That's exactly who
that's
you are.
Right, huh?
You're a low-key troublemaker. Dibakar, it is so lovely to have you back on Film Companion. I feel like it's been too long.
It has been.
Hannah, how are you?
I love the way. You see, you didn't ask, how are you? You said, how are you? And that's the kind of how are you I'm always getting. My friend called up from Delhi, said, how are you, Dibakar? Then somebody else said, hey, nice to meet you. How are you?
So you that, can sense the concern in our
heads. so that concern. So yeah, it's been basically my last feature film, Thies, the Netflix original, they decided not to release. And before that, Sandeep or Pinky Farrar came out for its first attempt to release on COVID first wave.
Yeah.
And then it came out for its final release on COVID second wave. Sorry.
You have to laugh.
So,
right?
So.
Because how else can you process
this?
Yeah.
And then the way Amazon released it, nobody knew. On the day of the release, Arjun calls me up and says, sir, release ho gayi. It's there. I said, no. So after that, you know, whatever happened, that's great. But that's one thing that happened. Then by that time, Netflix, Thies had started and I was deep into it and finishing it. Somewhere around 2022, it became clear to me that, you know, Netflix will not release it. So from there onwards, life started again. Funnily enough, in Thies, where I was showing 2042, a future, there was like, कोई किसी को बोलता आपने हाथ मारी थी ना हाँ virtually they winked at each other and they're hooking up
correct
so it's a you know wink send me a wink or whatever so those kind of things are happening as we speak
yeah
and LSD is being made as we speak we yeah. kept on shooting till about a few days back
really
yes
because why because it's
because the film was making itself and I'm not kidding Because, you know, we put a story, then certain social media things tell us that, okay, you can tell it like this. Then you tell the story like that. Now I'm revealing the film, unfortunately. But the thing is, the way of telling of the story was taking in the language of just not, let's say you and I, it's a scene and somebody's putting a camera like that and he's telling a story. But we are not telling the story like that. We are telling the story through my Insta feed of this event.
Right. So it's a version of a version.
It's a version of a version. And it keeps on going like that. So new things came up and we tried to kind of put it in.
You know, Rebecca, you somewhere said that I think of myself as a low-key troublemaker.
And I said, right? Yeah.
Which is perfect. That's exactly who
That's
you
quite
are.
Right, huh?
Hannah, yeah. You're a low-key troublemaker. you're not making cinema to comfort us. You know, your life is about disturbing us. It's about jolting us. It's about sort of just grabbing our shoulders and shaking us, right?
Mm.
So the trailer for LSD 2 has two warnings on YouTube. First, bolte inappropriate content.
Mm.
When you click on it, it goes to adult warning.
Mm.
Then you get to all these people behaving very badly. I want to know more. What is this fresh new hell that you're going to put us into?
I don't think there's anything fresh or new about the hell that I'm putting us into. The hell we are already in.
Right.
आप सुबह उठके कौन सा वाला headline सबसे पहले पढ़ते हो? मैं तो वो वाला पढ़ता हूँ. देखिए कैसे लड़की 12 माले के छत से jump करके गिर के मरती है. उसी पे जाता है ना पहले. या death. Up, you know, I do history, let's say on my YouTube and whatever search and all that. So I get the death of Che Guevara or the last pictures of such and such persons hanging. So I realize that there is this fascination.
With the morbid.
With the morbid, with the hurtful, with the rageful, denying and turning away from everything human and, how shall I put it, restorative within us. For example, you and I speak. I'm here to sell my film, I know. But when I was speaking to you about my kids, I know that you're a parent. So we are trying to keep that aside from all of this. But here, there is no running away from this. From this, there are lyrics, hamari film mein hai, dabbe ke andar kala samandar. Samandar mein hum khush gote khaye. So ye hamari film mein ye gana hai, this is what's happening. But I also find it wildly funny. मैं मीम ठीक वैसे ही देखता हूँ जैसे मैं 2007-8 में या 4-5 या 6 में दिल्ली के कैरेक्टर्स को देखता था. जब पहली बार यू नो आई वाज टोल्ड कि हाँ भैया आपने दिल्ली या कैरेक्टर ऐसे देखा है. सो कैरेक्टर मैंने मतलब थे वो. बट टुडे आई एम वॉचिंग ए न्यू वर्ल्ड बिकॉज दिल्ली शैली हो गया मेरा अभी. मैं तो वट एवर आई एम आया. सो लुकिंग एट द वर्जन्स ऑफ पीपल एंड हाउ दे बिहेव एंड वॉट दे डू is closely connected to how we see them. They know we are watching them. We know we are watching them and they know we know.
Yeah.
So it's a play. We are colluding in it together. This bite that will go out, it'll be an interplay between us and the audience that sees it. ये एक हमारा अपना लिखा हुआ ड्रामा है. कौन देखता है, कौन नहीं देखता है, किस लिए देखता है, कौन skip करता है. All of that is our new world now.
I have to ask you this. So, 2010, the first LSD comes out, okay? Groundbreaking in terms of how you use digital, how you use the found footage, the things the film said about voyeurism, consumerism, patriarchy, caste, right? I remember in the second film, which was, of course, the debut of Rajkumar Rao, there's a character who says, camera khazane ki chabi hai, right? And in the next 14 years, from then till now, it has only become a bigger and bigger khazane ki chabi. We all have cameras. We're all bigger voyeurs because of social media. We're all deeply embedded in each other's projected lives. It's such a vast, troubling space. How did you decide these are the stories I want to tell?
I didn't decide all of them myself.
Isme bhi teen hai?
Teen hai. इसमें भी तीन है. आई डेंट ऑल ऑफ दम माई सेल्फ. माई राइटर्स प्रतीक वत्स एंड शुभम प्रतीक एंड शुभम डिड ई बाले यू एंड दोज हुव सीन द फिल्म देन विल नो व्हाट आई एम टॉकिंग. सो दे कम फ्रॉम अ वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग पोजिशन ऑफ देयर ओन. वट एवर दैट पोजिशन इज वो नहीं बताऊंगा, वो फिल्म में दिख जाएगी. दे कम फ्रॉम अ वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग पोजिशन ऑफ देयर ओन. सो दे सेड कि उन्हें ज़्यादा कुछ कहा नहीं. But they stuck to their positions. That really helped. That really helped. So, मेरे पास तीन कहानियाँ थीं. उनमें से एक कहानी मैंने कहा सर इसको ना फेंक दो.
Rejected.
इसको फेंक दो. इसको फेंक.
हाँ.
It's very nice. फेंक दो.
हाँ.
So, वो फेंकी. Then they came up with the stories. I know that. There is a character in our film called Kulu. Kulu ki kahani Prateek ke bahut paas hai. Shubham ke bhi paas hai aur Shubham ke Shubham aur Shubham se shayad wo hamara jo game papi hamara jo character hai wo uske paas hai. Aur Noor mere paas hai. To is tarah se kuch chal raha tha but dheere dheere we started forgetting kaun kya kar raha hai. लेकिन कहानियाँ कहानियों के पीछे शुभम एंड प्रतीक आर द पिलर्स दैट आर स्टैंडिंग.
एंड व्हाट इज द प्रोसेस बाय व्हिच यू कास्ट योर एक्टर्स बिकॉज़ आई रेड दैट यू ऑडिशन लाइक 6,000 पीपल. इज दिस ट्रू?
किसने बोला?
पता नहीं छपा था, नेट पे था.
देखो वेदर में क्या बोलते हैं, 92 डिग्रीज फील्स लाइक 94. तो कुछ भी हो फील्स लाइक 6,000. बेसिकली कास्टिंग में फट गई हमारी, मतलब खत्म हो गया, एकदम खत्म हो गए. सो बोनिता वॉज बिकॉज वी हैड टू फाइनलिस्ट जस्ट लाइक LSD एंड वी वर्कशॉप विद देम जस्ट लाइक LSD एंड वी सेड नो टू वन पर्सन एंड शी वॉज इन टीयर्स एंड आई वॉन्ट टू वर्क विद हर अगेन. सो दैट्स देयर. because neck to neck, then you decide character, ye, wo, and all that. So you're not looking at a transgender actor as a fetish, for Christ's sake. You're looking at a character, you're looking at an actor. So the transgender community has just started getting access as the third gender normally into film. It's just started.
Yeah.
So the number of people, first of all, you're already constrained by the character's need, age, socioeconomic condition. India's a racist country, you know, skin color, build. How do you define? Those are all symbols, no, that we put out to each other.
Yeah.
Okay. So in India today, a fair-skinned person will walk on the street with a little more confidence for a similar person who's got dark skin and similar circumstances, correct? So keeping all those things in mind, that racism matrix of India, the socioeconomic matrix of India, age, character, acting ability, and now three genders. So it was a whole new world. So, kafi, matlab, kafi tel nikla. And then one of the other actor, the Game Papi story. There's a character called Game Papi.
I love that.
He's an 18 year old.
Game Papi is just superb.
So he's 18 years of age, and he's doing horrible things. And we had to make sure that we cast somebody who was above 18 but could stand in for under 18 or 18. Because tomorrow, if somebody wants to sort of, you know, just
object. Yeah.
We are living in a world of objection and objectification. So, dono saath saath chal rahe hain. So, isiliye khatam ho gaye casting karte karte, and you know, so everything. Abhinav, there was another person in the fray. That person and Abhinav, I workshopped for 2 weeks or something. Then that person had to be told that it's Abhinav. So all of that. So
those are hard calls, but you have
God.
To take them.
I'm not getting any younger. So like 2010, I was like, whatever. I was a baby. Now I'm too old for this shit, man. Fuck.
Okay, and then you and your producer Ekta landed up at Big Boss.
Huh.
What was this like?
There was no and about it. There was Ekta, and by an invisible magnetic cord, I was attached to her. And wherever Ekta went, I went there. Wherever Ekta stood, I stood there. Wherever Ekta went from there, I stood there. Wherever Ekta went and spoke to whoever, I stood there. And then as Ekta came back, I came back attached to her. So that was lovely. But Ekta told me, sir, aap mat bolna.
Kuch nahi bolna.
Nahi, nahi, isliye, because it's a Big Boss announcement. We are talking about casting. We are talking about that world. It's a part of LSD to the film.
Yeah.
She knows that. Mm-hmm. So she was basically, so that, and you know, the moment it happened, uske agle din, lift mein recognition bad jati hai.
Yeah.
Sabse pehle pata chalta hai na ki elevator mein, aapko dekha Big Boss mein, khade hue the aap, aapki koi film release ho rahi hai, bahut achha laga. To, चलता रहता है मैसेजेस आते रहते हैं, हे यू आर इन बिग बॉस, एवरीबॉडी हैज सीन इट.
या
सो दैट्स आल्सो एकता एंड आई वर यू नो इंटरेस्टेड इन टॉकिंग अबाउट
यू नो. बट आई थिंक ऑफ द टू ऑफ यू एज सच डिस्टिंक्ट पर्सनालिटीज. हाउ डज दिस रिलेशनशिप वर्क? लाइक शी बैक्ड यू बैक इन द डे. एलएसडी वाज सच अ,
यू हैव टू आस्क एकता दैट.
नो बट फ्रॉम योर एंड,
बेसिकली आई हैव नो आइडिया व्हाई एकता बैक्स मी. Okay, Ekta knows she's not going to make too much of money. Ekta knows that it's going to be a very hard sell.
Yeah.
You know, Ekta knows that she'll have to, like last time, she has to bundle it with many things and really market it in a way that, you know, the project remains what it is. And the fact that Ekta knows subversion.
Yeah, that she does.
She knows subversion. So, probably from that point of view, she backs me, and you know, you don't look a gift horse too much in the mouth, you know. Abhi mere jaisa filmmaker khusla milaki ye shangai mein kishmokish bana ke abhi tak zinda hu.
That itself is a miracle.
That itself is a miracle. Don't ask. And matlab, जो भी करें मतलब आई एम ग्रेटफुल दैट यू नो देर आर पीपल लाइक दिस हु आर डीपली इन द कमर्शियल वर्ल्ड दे आर हैंडलिंग स्टूडियोज एंड व्हाटएवर 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 एंड यू नो आई मीन इट्स अनदर आस्पेक्ट ऑफ आवर लाइव्स व्हिच इज देयर इन आवर फिल्म द इंसैनिटी ऑफ कॉर्पोरेट लाइफ दैट वी हैव बिकम सो दे हैव टू हैंडल ऑल दैट बट आई थिंक एकता really really wants to keep on doing stuff like this and I'm not questioning ki kyun kar rahi hai kya kar rahi hai bhai jo ho raha hai acha ho raha hai main hu yahan pe
okay here's what intrigues me Dibakar so your DOPs Anand Bansal who did Gamak Ghar, who did Elephant Whisperers, Riju Das, who's one of the DOPs on All That Breeds, right? These are very accomplished artists. The look of LSD, though, is purposeful grunge, right? It's supposed to look raw and improvised and in the moment. How do you design that?
Not really now.
How do you do it then?
Because now we are always prepared. We are always made up. We are always set up. We are always trying to talk visually. And the way this lighting is, says that it's a podcast or it's a thing which is slightly elite and seen by, you know, people with taste and all that. So the color, the lighting, everything is a narrative. Earlier, the camera was new for us. So we were being ourselves in front of the camera without us knowing. That time has passed. We know now. That from, you know, waking up to going to sleep, we have a camera on us. Our whole lives are becoming performances. So that played in this film visually. So you will see a range of visuals, which is, you have tremendous debates about. Lots
like
of.
Like what? What did you guys debate about?
Mera ek specific tarah ka taking tha. है जो राइटर्स ने उन्होंने कहा भैया आप जो कर रहे हो करो आप डायरेक्टर है हमें नहीं पता वी आर नॉट सॉर्ट ऑफ साइनिंग ऑन टू दिस आप देख लो और वन ऑफ द डी ओ पीज ऑल्सो सेट के यार ये तो आई मीन यू नो सो दिस थिंग तो वो फाइट को कैसे रिजॉल्व किया क्या हुआ
टू फाइंड द विजुअल लैंग्वेज ऑफ द फिल्म
हाँ ओफ दैट वाज
इट्स अ टफ वन
इट्स अ इट वाज अ टफ वन जेन्युइनली अ टफ वन एंड आई एम ग्लैड दैट वी हैड स्ट्रांग हेड्स इन द टीम देयर वाज नो सिकोफेंसी और द ओ सेंस ऑफ ओ समथिंग लाइक इट वाज एक्चुअली मी ट्राइंग टू कन्विंस एवरीबॉडी सो दैट पार्ट वर्क्ड वेल आई हैव अ फीलिंग
बिकॉज यू सेड दिबाकर दैट व्हेन एकता सॉ द फर्स्ट फिल्म She had two questions. Why is the camera shaking so much? And who's going to watch this film? Yeah. Right? Yeah. Now,
I think those questions have become perennial and eternal between Ekta and me. Okay? So, definitely those that pushes and pulls happen. But look at this person. I'm just saying it very objectively. That person is fighting.
Yeah.
That person is arguing. That person is... You know, being a, you know, whatever. And she also feels the same way. But she's doing the film.
Correct.
She's interested in the film. I feel, it could be my fantasy, that she's a little more interested in LSD than her other films. Because other films, you know, they are all there. But this is
the outlier.
This is something that I can feel that she is really close to her heart. It's close to her emotion points.
Right.
But I'm not speaking for Ekta. Ekta might completely say, no, it's all this thing. You'll have to ask Ekta.
Sure. But Dibakar, speak a little more about this visual language, right? Because a shaky camera can be a barrier, right?
100.
As a director, how do you decide that I can push it so far and not beyond this? How do you draw that line?
Ekta helps.
She's like, there's the line.
Ekta helps. So that's there. Ekta also helps, but also when you see the edit, pata chal jata hai kya boring hai, kya non-boring hai, kya hold kar raha hai, kya nahi hold
kar raha hai. So you're not going to not have a shaky camera because you feel ki audience ko samajh nahi aayega and all. That's fine as long as it's gripping.
See, the thing is, shaky camera se pehle ke bahut sare thought process hai. The camera is just somewhere on step three and step four. The first filter that you would look at it from is, what is this? Which version is this? You know,
right.
What kind of a version is this? What avatar of which original is this? Whatever. Okay. Once you figure that logic out, you don't really ask those questions whether the camera is shaky or whatever, because you're taking those formats from existing life all around us, like this interview. So you know how that interview looks. In this kind of an interview, the camera will not shake. In a reality show, in Big Boss, the camera will not shake. There'll be hundreds of cameras to catch any arbitrary moment. That's what our film is about. It's hundreds of cameras. It's not one camera. It's literally hundreds of cameras.
Wow.
All around us.
Yeah.
All around us.
You know, one of the funniest stories that I read, which was from one of your interviews only, in the first film, you were in some theater and there was this family sitting in front. Or the father had ordered pizza, right? And as soon as he was about to get into that pizza,
I've spoken to these guys about
beheading ho gayi.
Khane ka taste kharab kar diya.
And he said, khane ka taste kharab kar diya. Are you anticipating these sort of reactions again?
And I don't know. I don't think so. I think the reaction will be much tougher. And the reaction
in what way? What is tougher?
See, the thing is, in the last 14 years, there's a new generation of people.
Yeah. More camera savvy, more performance savvy,
absolutely.
More everything.
There's going to be a huge and much larger section of, let's say, 25-year-olds or 22-years-old who did not watch LSD because they were toddlers or, you know, kids at that time.
It's too brutal. Yeah.
And no, first of all, it's an adult film. They don't know anything about its existence because their parents won't tell them about those kind of films.
Yeah.
That world is closed. My daughter just got to know that I'm making a film called LSD.
Okay. And then what did you tell her? She asked what LSD stood for?
Or everywhere. She went around the whole society asking for, my father's making a film LSD. Do you think you can tell me what this means?
And?
My father won't tell me. So.
No. I'm sure she knows now.
Now. Jesus. So anyways, so that those kids didn't see. For them, LSD 2 doesn't mean anything except that it's a film. They are not relating to the history of LSD because they were kids. And now we know that over the last 14 years, the window of forgetting has widened and widened, and the window of remembering is becoming shorter and shorter.
Yeah.
Shorter attention span, shorter memories, fads which go even faster and faster, micro fads and all that. So there's a whole generation to which LSD means nothing. They're watching LSD too. Hopefully, they'll just see that it's called LSD. Okay, fine. I'll figure out what that shit is. Well, let's watch this film. You know, wo badi wali film ke houseful hai, main ye dekhta hu. So, no, that's how LSD started. Do film houseful chal rahi thi. Bhaiya, humne aapki film dekhi, wo houseful chal rahi thi, bahut achhi lagi. So, anyways, so. So they're going to consume the film in a completely new way. And we'll have to figure out what that way is.
But you might be in a situation, Dibakar, where if the first was ahead of its time, this is off its time.
Let's say it's 5 minutes in the future. You know?
Really?
It's 5 minutes in the future.
Nice.
So, I mean, you feel that 5 minute lag. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. You know, the last time we had spoken, which was around Sandeep or Pinky, like two and a half years ago, right? You talked about how the free period of content platforms is going to be done soon. You had said that now it's going to be like, you know, fair skinned heroes and heroines with washboard abs are going to take over OTT platforms
for some
as well.
For some time.
So it's a natural kind of movement. Now, of course, you've had this experience with Peace where it's not going to release, I'm assuming, because politically it's too sensitive to release it.
Probably, because the only reason that I was given by Netflix at the time, they said that this is not the right time to release it.
Sure. So we can just that's extrapolate from there that it's a...
Yeah, we'll have to extrapolate.
It's too fraught.
Yeah.
It's too...
Too fraught a time.
Too fraught a time, right? What is your sense, Dibakar, given all of these experiences, of where the streaming world is at now?
I don't know where the streaming world is at. I don't care about the streaming world. I unfortunately care about myself a little better, a little more. So I don't know about the streaming platforms, but it's going to get worse.
You say?
For us, for directors like us.
But Divakar, like you said before, that the fact that somebody like you, who's always from Khosla Ka Ghosla, which may have been a slice of life comedy slash, but even then, the things you were saying, Divakar, were tough, right? Mm. You've always spoken tough truths. And you are here. You
Our
are
film has making... a line.
Huh?
What a truth! What a truth! You'll see that.
But, Divakar, the fact that you exist and you have a film releasing and you can continue to make films speaks to your immense artistry, but also to the fact that the audience is backing you.
Well, to that extent, the only thing I can say is that ek meri film thi maine dikhai, koi PR. जो हमारे कर रहे थे वेरी सीनियर पीआर एग्जीक्यूटिव शी सॉ द फिल्म देन शी वेंट आउट मेड लॉट्स ऑफ कॉल्स ऑन द एंड शी सेड दिवाकर दिस फिल्म शुड बी रिलीज्ड एंड देन शी वॉक्ड ऑफ वेरी टेंसली ओके सो आई हैव बीन यू नो मेकिंग फिल्म्स व्हिच शुड बी रिलीज्ड फॉर सो लॉन्ग आई थिंक फ्रॉम देयर आई हैव गॉन टू sort of, you know, status where my biodata is Divakar Banerjee, maker of films that can be released. I'm aspiring for that. So I don't know about the streaming world. This is what I want.
You know, you and Anurag and then some of the filmmakers that came a little later, Abhishek Chaubey, you really changed what Hindi cinema looked like, felt like, sounded like. When you look back, Divakar, at whatever, the last 15 odd years, do you have a sense of you did good?
I am not looking at my past already as an obituary. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You know? So I'm not looking
at... No, but you've made so many films. And each one is different from the other. You've dabbled in so
I feel good about that. And I feel the difference in them or the attempt in them. But now even the difference is becoming lesser without it being same. If you start looking from lust stories onwards,
sure,
you will see a change in language or concerns or whatever. So that way, I'm more concerned about what I'm going to do because time nahi hai. You know,
yeah,
two girls, time.
Yeah, time really nahi
hai. Aage chalo.
And well, now you made your first sequel, so who knows where we go from here?
I don't know because one thing is that look, it's a sequel, genuinely a sequel in terms of mood, in terms of what it concerns itself on. It's a genuine kind of a air to what genuinely because, but as a film. The child is so different from the parent that I am seeing it as a film again. I've forgotten what LSD-1 is.
Right.
I actually forgotten what it looks like. I haven't seen it for about 8 years.
You didn't go back to see it before this one?
But completely not.
Really?
I haven't seen it for about 7-8 years.
You've forgotten Loki Local?
I mean, when you tell me, I love Loki Local. When you tell me, I remember. But yeah. You know, it's the film is gone for me. So it's a new film. It's
so this is a whole new thing.
It's a first film for. Unfortunately, that's what happens with all of my films. Whenever I get into it, I start regretting why the fuck did I start this film? And it's gonna, you know, like that happens.
Huh.
Then something happens. That happens. Then something happens. So it's like that all over again. That's good.
Yeah.
That complete newness of it and that complete jumping into the darkness without a parachute, that I'm going through right now.
That sounds amazing. And I have to tell you, I don't think you've ever made a film that I didn't like.
Thank you, ma'am.
So I can't wait to see LSD 2.
Thank you. Aap bhi aayega, apne pariwar ko mat laiyega. Aap bhi aayega.